Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
I want everyone to know who has any interest in this piece of legislation on the floor today that this is the time to come and debate it to their heart's content. If they want to debate it late tonight, we're here to do it late tonight. If they want to debate it tomorrow for a period of time, they can do that. But I'm going to, I think this piece of legislation is about as weak and senseless as anything that has ever come on this Senate floor. And I'm not going to waste the Senate's time day after day on this piece of legislation, which I think is an anathema to what our country's all about. The American people should understand that this is a bad piece of legislation. Perhaps some of the worst legislation in the history of this country.
I think you said that a couple of times. You got the point. Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid pulling no punches in his description of the Cut, Cap, and Balance Act. A lot of people like it. There is responsibility required. They don't want to take the responsibility, it would appear. So that's what the battle is about. And that's the number one issue this week on the countdown of the hot hits in talk radio, the battle. We keep using that term, I suppose, discussion. I don't know. It is a disagreement for sure on how to deal with the debt in this country. How can it be as much of a chasm as it appears to be? Is it all just politics? You'll have a chance to weigh in during these various discussions. You have to move quickly, though, because we move quickly. There are 10 items to cover. We'll cover three or four of them in detail as we have time. 800-510-8255. See the list of the Talk Countdown items at DougSteffen.com in the countdown box. We have a collaboration of sorts with Talkers Magazine, which is the big publication in talk radio. They monitor, as do we, talk radio programs, stations, hosts, all across our country, and that's how the list is determined. So we get to number 10, the NFL labor talks, Major League Baseball, discussion of sports on sports talk radio. Number 10 on the countdown, pretty much that we can count on each week. At number 9, John Edwards is told to pay back $2.3 million, according to the Federal Election Commission. That's a pretty important sort of political discussion. This is also political, the end of the space shuttle program, which is number 8, even though, well, it sort of takes its place in lots of different discussions, lots of different forms, so it makes it so interesting. The heat wave, number 7, nothing political. Well, the global warming discussion, I guess that's political, gets into this debate. The ongoing flap over the TSA, I'm just sick of this. Every week, it's something else with these idiots. It is really over the top. Why we put up with this? There are very few people. There are very few supporters of the TSA. There is billions of money and billions of dollars in your tax dollars being wasted. These people are incorrigible. Anyway, number 5, Casey Anthony. Number 4, the European economic problems. Number 3, the problems the News Corporation is having. Number 2, the problems the Republicans are having finding a shining star as a presidential candidate. And as I said, number 1, the discussion of cut, cap, and balance and other things. The budget is a big deal. So let us turn our attention to radio hosts Ro Khan and Richard Roper with ABC's Rick Klein now about White House Press Secretary Jay Carney's comments to the press that despite what they may have heard, there is no deal.
Rick, what do you make of this?
There's no deal. Until there is a deal, there isn't one. And the like guys have said for a long time that nothing is agreed to until everything is agreed to. And so there's leaks and there's moves and there's counter moves. What we're seeing is this is how negotiations happen. It sometimes plays out publicly because someone has a particular point that they want to get across. But bottom line is that they don't have anything and we're sitting here 12 days out.
Rick, is there any reason to believe that some progress is being made, or are we where we were a week ago?
I think we're pretty close to where we were a week ago. I think there's a general agreement that something's got to happen before August the 2nd, and I think Republicans and Democrats both agree on that. But how you get there, I mean, there's just nothing in the public or private comments that suggests that they're close to the big breakthrough. The president's still saying he won't do anything short-term, so they're pretty much stuck where they've been for a good amount of time now.
Well, but there's talk about doing at least a short-term, you know, 2-week punt
3-week punt, 4-week punt, whatever it is, to get past the and let the president do his deal where he just does it by executive order, and lets the debt ceiling rise, because that's other way, you know, everybody gets paid.
Right.
Because now, Rick, let me ask you something, because I'm hearing from a lot of quarters that this whole argument that we couldn't pay the service on the debt, which is a thing. All right, let's put it in very simplistic terms for people. Basically, the argument here is the bills have all come into your house, and your credit card bills. Just the interest alone, and forget about paying the principal on it, just the interest alone on the credit card bills is too much for you right now to pay everything that you should be paying. You got to pay electric, you got to pay the phone, the cable, everything else. But the interest, it's right now, we actually need to borrow a little more money off the credit card and able to do it. We need to buy a new flat screen TV in order to make this thing happen. And so we need the extension of the, we get to call Visa and tell them, hey, you know what, we were at $15,000, we need $17,000. That's what we need to do. But the theory is that if we don't do that, we don't pay Visa, they're going to come, they're going to tear the whole place up, and they're going to put the for sale sign on Statue of Liberty. But that's really not true, is it? I mean, they can pay the debt service on the money that's coming in. America does have a job. It's got the taxpayers that keep, you know, pouring money into that system. A lot of it, by the way. Mm-hmm. And it's still okay that we could pay all of that, but we may have to hold back on certain payments that are not necessarily due, like the state of Illinois has been doing to service providers for year, you know, for the last number of years, where you're now, instead of 30 days out or 90 days out, 60, you know, you're 6 months out in terms of when you get paid. I mean, that could still happen, and they could still get all this done. So this is really kind of political theater. Is it not, Rick Klein?
It is not. And there's two big reasons, two big flaws, I think, in that metaphor. One is there is no mechanism for us to just stop paying certain bills. Yes, we could pay all the debt we owe, but then you have to make choices, and there's no mechanism for those choices. So would you have the president just say we're not going to pay Social Security beneficiaries or soldiers or even Medicare reimbursement? So there's no mechanism for that. The second is, this is the big wild card, is that the credit markets, the credit rating agencies are watching this very carefully, and they have said publicly that unless we take care of this in a big way, raise the debt ceiling and restructure our spending and our borrowing, they're going to downgrade U.S. debt. That has a cascading influence across the economy. It's never happened before. It almost certainly will drive interest rates up, make the cost of borrowing much more expensive for businesses and for
and for the United States too, because
it could hurt every U.S. company there is.
Ah, that's great, huh? Super. Those guys talk pretty quickly, don't they? Let's sort of grasp all of those things for a moment or two as we continue talking about the budget. That's number one this week. It is 14 past the hour on the countdown.
When you're shopping for a home, at Wells Fargo, we're with you. That's why we created the Wells Fargo Priority Buyer Pre-Approval. Come in, sit down, and talk with a Wells Fargo home mortgage consultant, and we'll let you know the mortgage loan range for which you could qualify. A Priority Buyer Pre-Approval is a great first step to help you start looking at homes within your price range. Wells Fargo. Together, we'll go far. A Priority Buyer Pre-Approval is not a commitment to lend. Please call for additional program details. Wells Fargo Home Mortgage is a division of Wells Fargo Bank, N.A., member FDIC, equal housing lender.
The greatest speeches.
Government is not the solution to our problem. Government is the problem.
Of all time.
Because this is the party of Lincoln and Reagan.
On The Conservative Voice.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
The Conservative Voice, a two-disc DVD or CD containing some of the most powerful speeches ever. Featured are Ronald Reagan.
Our government is too big.
Sarah Palin.
Let's drill, baby, drill, not stall, baby, stall.
George W. Bush.
I can hear you, and the people who knocked these buildings down will hear all of us soon.
Highlights of speeches from some of the most legendary figures in American political history can be yours now. Here's how to order.
To order, go to www.conservativevoice.us/Doug. That's conservativevoice.us/Doug. conservativevoice.us/Doug.
Join Macy's and reading is fundamental and be book smart. Now through Sunday, July 31st, give $3 to provide a book for a child and we'll give you $10 off a purchase of $50 or more. Macy's will donate your $3 to Reading is Fundamental to help reach our goal of giving 1 million books to kids. Be book smart now through Sunday, July 31st at Macy's. Exclusions apply. See a sales associate for details. Learn more at Macy's.com/RIS.
Do you need help getting your child to behave? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'm willing to give away thousands of my best-selling total transformation programs for free. All you do is tell us how the program works for you and your family. Did it turn around your child's behavior? Did the screaming and arguing stop in your home? Is he doing better in school? The Total Transformation has helped hundreds of thousands of families. I want to see what it can do for you, and I'm willing to let you have it for free. Just order my program, use it with your child, then send me your feedback. I'll refund the purchase price of the program. You keep the Total Transformation program forever, for free. You don't have to struggle with your child's bad behavior one more day, because now you can try my Total Transformation, and the program will be free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-801-9731. 1-800-801-9731. That's 1-800-801-9731. 1-800-801-9731.
800-510-8255 is how you reach us here on the countdown. Lawmakers are racing to reach a deal to save the country from defaulting on its debt. Different sorts of things going on Wall Street where they're making sort of doomsday plans. Don't you love those guys on Wall Street? See that movie with Michael Douglas as Gordon Gekko, the newest one. Very interesting. Here are radio hosts Chuck Custer and Kelly Lynch with Congressman Chris Gibson of New York about why he supports the Cut, Cap, and Balance Act.
First of all, the House passed the Cut, Cap, and Balance measure, but now we're hearing so much more about this other plan by the so-called Gang of Six, and that the plan that you guys passed in the House is basically DOA. What do you think is going to happen here, and why did you like your plan?
Well, first of all, let me say that I don't think our plan is DOA. When you look at the details of the vote, you know, some thought that we wouldn't be able to get it through the House. It got through the House, and in fact, five Democrats voted for cut, cap, and balance. So when you look on the Senate side, you know, if we were able to get four votes over on the Senate, it would have a decent chance of passing. So I would tell you that as these hours and days go on and we're looking for solutions to the crisis we're in, we have one in cut, cap, and balance.
Well, I guess I said it was DOA because I guess, you know, you know better than I do. But most experts say it won't pass the Senate, but even if it did, the president said he was going to veto it.
Well, look, I mean, when you look at this thing in detail and you recognize the situation we're in, we've got two major issues right now. The first is that we don't want to have a default. But the second is, if we don't make meaningful reductions in spending, we face the possibility of downgrades. So that's why the cut, cap, and balance, I think, is the way forward
for our
country.
We had a statement from everybody after this passed, but your colleague from upstate New York, Paul Tonko, said, while my constituents asked for us to create jobs, the Republican today voted for their cut, cap, and Medicare plan. He says it will destroy 700,000 jobs, slash education, and bring an end to Medicare. That's a pretty strong response to your measure.
Well,
how would you refute that?
Well, it doesn't. Listen, the cut, cap, and balance takes no cuts on the mandatory spending side to Medicare. And, you know, it's important to point out that last year's health care bill, it took $500 billion from Medicare. So, you know, already they ended Medicare as we know it with that particular bill. What we're trying to do is, in our budget that we passed earlier this year, is strengthen and preserve Medicare for this generation and for future generations.
Chris, I think a lot of people look at this similar to their own finances and think, well, if my credit cards are all maxed out and I can't get any credit anywhere, I just can't go all of a sudden out of the blue and go, boom, there's more credit for me that's available. You work to pay that down, and you can't just magically have more credit available. You need to handle your own finances kind of similar to that, don't you think?
Absolutely. And this is exactly why this is the plan that we need, because it addresses, I think, in a very precise way, it addresses the major issues that we're facing here, the possibility of default and the need for meaningful and significant structural changes to the way we do business. And so, you know, I'm looking forward to see the Senate taking this up. As I said, we had five Democrats in the House. They voted with us.
All right. So what do you make of that? The Democrats, some of them, the blue dog, what do they call them, blue dog, black dog, whatever they're on board here because they know their constituents want this. Country very divided about this. There is certainly more support for curbing spending than not, and waste, fraud, and corruption being dealt with.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you.
Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you, too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Hi, this is Steve Shank and Babs Rosberg with eFoods Direct. Babs, you work a lot with shipping, and things are going absolutely nuts with this new Independence Month Patriot Pack that eFoods is giving away.
The way things are going, we're shipping thousands of these great little Patriot Packs out. Just an example, Sherry from Arkansas made a $1,300 order. We shipped her five free Patriot Packs, $750 more free food.
Folks are really surprised at what we're actually giving away. Now, folks, we've had 235 years of freedom in this country, so for every $235 worth of food ordered, we give away a $149 Patriot Pack free.
To order the best food on the planet, call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
A free 12-day supply Patriot Pack with every $235 worth of food ordered. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Number two this week on the countdown, the presidential race and all the things that are being said about Michelle Bachmann and her migraines. There have been, Tim Pawlenty has sort of taken on the role of attacker as he sees Michelle Bachmann as his big opponent. In a recent interview in Iowa, here's what Pawlenty had to say when asked what he thought about the Bachmann story regarding her migraines.
Your fellow Minnesotan, Representative Michelle Bachmann, a lot of talk today about her migraine headaches, and I think you got cornered about that. Tell me your thoughts on whether or not that's a disqualifier or not, whether we should be digging into this history or not.
You know, I think it's mostly a sideshow. Greta, I've observed Congresswoman Bachmann. I've never seen her have a medical condition or impairment that would seem to be a concern. What I said today, generically applying to all candidates, not her, is that anybody who's going to serve as President of the United States, of course, has to be able to do all of the job, all of the time, 24/7. That's just common sense. It's not a debatable proposition. But as applied to her, obviously we would defer to the medical professionals in that regard. But I've never observed any concerns or problems with her in that regard. And the real issue, and I've been traveling all over Iowa, we're going to put 700 miles in an RV in this great state talking to people, and the only headache they're concerned about is the economic headache Barack Obama's given them with this crushing unemployment and terrible Obama economy.
So if I can sort of bring it down to a soundbite, is that you think she's physically able to be president, you just disagree with her and think that you'd be a better candidate. Is that fair?
Yeah, I think that's exactly right.
All right. So, Tim Pawlenty, let me just play what I had suggested here. This is sort of the shot, a couple of seconds of Pawlenty on Bachmann.
As a general proposition for all of the candidates, if you're going to be president of the United States, you got to be able to do all of the job, all of the time.
All right. So you agree, disagree? Has she gotten too much scrutiny from the news media because of this? 800-510-8255. Here's John Phillips talking to Dr. Dahlia Walks about the migraines and if this news ought to make any difference in her ability to serve.
So let's talk about migraines here for a second. What exactly are they biologically, chemically?
It could be a variety of triggers. Food could trigger them. Hormones could trigger them. I know where the media wants to go with this with Bachmann. You know, if she's having a period, how can she serve as commander-in-chief? Because hormones can trigger migraines. You get these vasodilations and kind of a pumping action with the vessel in the head. It can, you know, hurt, make you nauseous. Apparently, one of the medications she's taking is for anti-nausea. But can I just say, Michelle Bachmann, as far as I'm concerned, or any Republican presidential candidate, whether they have a migraine, whether they have rectal prolapse, whether they're, heaven forbid, in and out of a coma, I still think any of them would do a heck of a lot better job than what's going on right now in the Oval Office. I think a little migraine is nothing.
Let's just cut to the chase. Is it a female problem?
Or do boys get these headaches too? More women get migraines than men. You know, more women get migraines than men, especially if they're hormonal related. But men get migraines. Men get headaches too. So, and in fact, you know, what's so crazy about the press jumping all over her with migraines, I guess Woodrow Wilson had a stroke before he entered office.
Yeah, he was an invalid.
Yeah, you know, I mean, FDR had a variety of his health problems. Dwight D. Eisenhower, right before he went into office in 1949, had a heart attack. But nobody called it a heart attack. They hushed it up and said, oh, he was having some reflux or GI issues. And subsequently, both Woodrow Wilson had his stroke in office and Eisenhower had heart attacks in office. So what are they worried about? Michelle Bachmann is going to have a migraine in office? There's been far worse.
All right, so you understand why she's become a popular radio figure, I guess, listening to her. She's pretty strident. Dr. Dahlia Walks talking about whether Michelle Bachmann is fit to serve as president. What do you think? 800-510-8255. I think it's time to move on, actually, to the number 3 issue, the News Corporation scandal, which is next on The Countdown.
If you need to raise funds for your charity organization, Macy's Shop for a Cause is the perfect opportunity. Qualifying groups receive special tickets to sell for $5 each, and you keep 100% of the ticket proceeds, so sell as many as you can. On Saturday, August 27th, ticket buyers receive exclusive savings in every Macy's store nationwide and on Macy's.com. To see if your group qualifies and to sign up, go to Macy's.com/shopforacause.
In times of danger and disaster, in times of peace and times of war, in times of joy and times of pain, in every corner of the world and right here at home, wherever and whenever our troops are called, the USO is there. For their families, for their futures, for the incredible sacrifice they make for all of us, so that someday they can return to the people they love and the things they hold in their hearts. For all of us, it's this simple. We need them, they need us, and we need you. The USO, until everyone comes home. To find out more about the USO and how you can help, visit USO.org.
I'm in the I need cordless cutting shears to finish this vent work business.
At Granger, we know what business you're in.
I'm in the if you can help my business, then you'll get my business.
The business of getting things done. That's why we offer over 900,000 products and the support you need to get your job done right and on time. Call, click Granger.com, or stop by one of our branches. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
HempUSA.org brings you pure camu berry powder. This revolutionary powder contains 50 times the vitamin C of an orange, mixes with any juice or liquid, has 227 servings per container, and is made from naturally grown camu berries, not chemically produced in a laboratory. Order camu berry powder today. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. HempUSA.org has moved and expanded its operations for faster worldwide shipping. Our product line has grown from 5 to nearly 100 items in less than 5 years. Our food is grown naturally, always chemical-free, not found in stores. Great for daily intake and perfect for your emergency storage shelter. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you.
Optics Planet is calling all hunters, shooters, and outdoorsmen. It's time to gear up. As the best online retailer of rifle scopes, red dot sights, lasers, and other firearm accessories, Optics Planet has a special deal to offer GCN listeners. You may already know OpticsPlanet.com has the best selection of weapon lights, holsters, night vision, binoculars, and tactical gear on the planet. With incredibly low prices, free shipping on most orders, and USA-based phone support, Optics Planet is the online retailer of choice for discerning gun owners and outdoor enthusiasts. Featuring Loophole, Blackhawk, EOTech, Crimson Trace, Nightforce, Trigicon, Surefire, over 700 top brands. For a limited time, head to opticsplanet.com/GCN to get a free Streamlight Keymate, the world's most powerful keychain light with purchase. That's opticsplanet.com/GCN or call 800-332-OPTICS right now to speak with an Optics Planet product specialist. 800-332-6784.
Spring and summer bring out the best of nature, but blooming flowers, grass, and weeds emit pollen everywhere. Spring cleaning, molds, funguses, and pollens can cause severe allergic reactions. It's time to fight back. Get a blast of nature's most powerful natural remedy with Oreganol P73, the most powerful oil of oregano available anywhere. Oreganol P73 is an extract of hand-picked wild oregano grown in mineral-rich soils found only in the mountains of the Mediterranean. Experience this powerful and effective spice you can't find anywhere else. It is so effective. Even the ancient Greeks used oregano for their health. And it's not just a mere spice. Oreganol P73 is also available as gel caps and as a sea salt-based nasal spray. Use Oreganol P73 and stay healthy all summer long. Order today by calling 877-817-9829. 877-817-9829. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
We are in a mid stream here, a discussion of the Talkers charts for the week of July 18th to the 22nd, the debt ceiling number one, and situation with the economy, all of these things, presidential race, economic tensions, the News Corporation scandal. That's where we are right now. Host Mike McConnell talks about an article in the Wall Street Journal comparing the WikiLeaks scandal with this phone hacking scandal at Rupert Murdoch's News Corporation.
I came across this article in the Wall Street Journal, opinion piece, about comparing the damage from the WikiLeaks campaign to the damage involving Rupert Murdoch's News of the World. And it is kind of different. At first I looked at it and I said, oh, come on, what's the comparison? Written by Brett Stevens, and I think it was in yesterday morning. But he makes some valid comparisons. He says, in both cases, secret information initially obtained by illegal means was disseminated publicly by news organizations that believed the value of the information superseded the letter of the law, as well as the personal interests of those it would likely directly affect. In both cases, fundamental questions about the lengths to which a news organization should go in pursuit of a scoop have been raised. In both cases, a dreadful human toll has been exacted. The British parents of the murdered 13-year-old Millie Dowler held onto the false hope the child might be alive because some of her voicemails were deleted after abduction. Afghan citizens, fearful of Taliban reprisals after being exposed by WikiLeaks as U.S. informants, had reason to fear as well. He says, both, in short, are despicable instances of journalistic malpractice for which some kind of price ought to be paid. So why is one scandal replete with arrests, resignations, and parliamentary inquests, while the other is merely a controversy with Mr. Assange's name mooted in some quarters for a Nobel Peace Prize? And it does raise an interesting question. Why do we like some leaks and not like others? And between the two, the WikiLeaks would be the more dangerous of the two to innocent people. Somebody who worked as not just an informant, but even a translator for American forces in Afghanistan or at the time in Iraq. They don't want anyone to know who they are. It was somebody, when I had spent a brief time in Iraq, that was explaining how some of the people, the Iraqis who worked on this one U.S. base, how they came to work and what they claimed they did for a living. And one claimed that she taught at a local university and took a bus in that direction, then would double back around the other way and sneak into the base to work for the Americans. I mean, people get killed in situations like that. People who meant well or were just trying to make a living from the WikiLeaks situation. And I don't know whether there have been reprisals in Afghanistan as a result of this or not. I haven't heard. But certainly, it's far more dangerous and far more damning than the repugnant practice of obtaining people's voicemails illegally and then altering them in any way, or taking information from those voicemails that wasn't yours to take. But Julian Assange, Mr. WikiLeaks in the other case, has actually been nominated for a Nobel Prize. I don't think Rupert Murdoch has one in the offing. I don't see that happening.
I find that amusing. What about you? 800-510-8255. You can follow us on Facebook. Just go to the listen box at DougStephan.com. A lot of the ins and outs there, individual comments, great info. We're trying to get the broad overview of what may be the most interesting, or certainly one of the most interesting items this week, the scandal at News Corporation. From CNN, Kiran Chetri talked to Bonnie Fuller, who is from HollywoodLife.com, about the cultural differences between tabloids in our country and those in the UK.
How is Britain's culture especially competitive? And at times, people say especially vicious.
Well, you've got the words right. It is incredibly competitive. And we see now it can be very vicious. Now, what's different is that there are 8, 9 tabloid newspapers in Britain. I mean, here, most American cities don't have any. So that heated competition puts pressure on those editors to just get the best scoops. And there's only so many scoops to go around at any given time. And so I can imagine that the pressure to get those is what led to this situation.
The other question is, at first it was talk that it was perhaps just the work of one rogue reporter doing some of this hacking or helping in some of the hacking to try to get scoops. Did people not care as much when it was perhaps just a few celebrities? They said, these are celebrities. People want to find out about their lives. I mean, it didn't seem to be so outrageous until we started hearing about potentially a missing girl, her voicemail being hacked, and other questions about 9/11 victims and others.
Well, I think that when people first thought there was just one reporter doing this, one or two, that they were rogues, that they'd gone beyond the bounds of anything that their editors would have agreed to have them do. And listen, people cross boundaries. However, when it became clear that it was far more widespread, well, of course, people were, really upset. Now, I do want to point out that we've never seen anything like that here, and I think that our culture of both competition and just the journalism culture is very different, as is our actual pop culture and our desire for information.
See, that's also interesting. One of the things that Jeff Toobin, our legal analyst, brought up is he said that how can, let's say a newspaper like News of the World get scoop after scoop, which they did year after year, and have people at the top not ask, how did you find this? I mean, as an editor-in-chief of papers, if some of your journalists were able to get scoops, would you know the circumstances of how they obtained them?
Yes. The way that I work, yes, I would know how my reporters got scoops. But listen, they had a lot of reporters, and they had great scoops for many, many years. So, it might not seem unusual to the public that they were getting these things. And there's a lot of good reporting that can go on. People can get scoops from developing sources over years, from doing what we would call on-the-ground reporting, where you go to the places that celebrities or the people you're covering are at. And, you can get scoops that way. I think that perhaps because they wanted the volume, the speed, this is where they got into trouble.
It also seemed like it was quite easy. I mean, when you think about it, and this connection between technology companies that know how to do this hacking and how it's pretty easy to get into voicemails. I mean, is the temptation there do people have to be dialed back sometimes and say, listen, this is not what we do to try to get? I mean, because the competition is pretty fierce.
I can only speak for what I know and the organizations, the news organizations that I've worked with would never want anything like this. I mean, this is illegal. They do not want to cross boundaries. That's very, very important.
And just seeing this, I mean, you've been in this business for so long. Is this surreal to you to see them brought before Parliament, facing these questions, the arrests? I mean, there's already been many arrests, some jailed, and some others perhaps facing charges?
Yes. I mean, it does seem surreal. It's quite incredible. I don't think that, as you mentioned before, when this first came out, nobody imagined that it could go this far, this wide, this deep.
All right. Far, wide, and deep. The scandal at the News Corporation. Here is the radio host Charlie Parker and Charity McGurdy talking to image consultant Mark Shannon about how well Rupert Murdoch is handling all of this huzzerai.
Put on your crisis management specialist hat. Is this a crisis?
I think it by every definition of the word crisis, this fits.
Okay. Now, as far as, now take that hat off, put on your image consultant hat, and tell me how the Murdochs and Miss Brooks handled themselves from your perspective.
I think they all did about as badly as one could imagine. I've rarely seen... it reminded me of the oil company executive sitting in front of Congress, you know, just all kind of denying everything and obfuscating. Murdoch has such a horrible reputation in Britain as a thug and a bully. He just wasn't credible. Plus, you know, he did this big apology, but when they said, "Do you take responsibility for any of this?" he said, "No." He blamed everyone else but himself. And his son and Rebecca, I don't think they did any better. I thought they continued a 2-3 year policy of trying to blame everyone else, and to hide from the truth.
So, Mark, do you think Rupert Murdoch's apology followed up with "I'm not ultimately responsible" will satisfy lawmakers? Will that get him off the hook?
No, I don't think so at all, because I'm not sure we know everything yet. I mean, there are allegations of, we know that they paid off some police, but we don't know how many. That's a lot more serious than even the hacking they did into people's telephones. David Cameron, the prime minister, hired one of Murdoch's chief editors, and he's under attack for that. He's going to be in front of Parliament trying to defend himself. I don't think we've seen the whole thing, because News Corp has, for, like I said, since 2007, has done everything in their power to try to prevent this story from getting out.
Pretty scurrilous stuff. The hacking scandal makes you, if you didn't like Rupert Murdoch before, like him even less now. So that's that story. The item that's up next in our scrutiny, Casey Anthony, is still getting attention, still people talking about her, right in the middle of the countdown. That's up next. Doug Steffen here at 17 before the hour on our weekly review of the Hot 10 Hits in Talk Radio.
Here's another question from the Geico Savings Mailbag.
Sam from Provo writes, "How come a slim chance and a fat chance mean the same thing, but a wise man and a wise guy are opposites?"
Oh, it's a peculiar mystery indeed. Sort of like how Geico's website is geico.com, not geico.ridiculouslysimplesavings, or geico.payyourbill from the comfort of your computer. Both those names would make a lot more sense.
Wow, you are a wise man, gecko man.
For a free rate quote, visit geico.com to see how much you could save. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Dr. Ken and Doug with a health question. Does your stomach feel like a war zone? Are you downing over-the-counter stomach aids and antacids like there's no tomorrow? And still, nothing relieves your pain, irritation, bloating, minor gas, and constipation?
Doug, as an MD, I see so many patients needlessly suffering from these symptoms. Relief can be as simple as balancing your digestive health. This is why my first recommendation is to simply add Natron's Healthy Trinity, a brilliant probiotic. Again, if you suffer with occasional stomach pain, irritation, bloating, minor gas, and constipation, let us prove to you how quickly a healthy probiotic regimen can turn things around.
Natron's Healthy Trinity, the pioneer of probiotics for 30 years, serious probiotics. Try the Good Day Healthy Trinity 90-Day Challenge. If you don't have a happy, healthier tummy in 90 days, Natron gives you your money back, no questions asked. Mention Good Day Health for a free second-day shipping and a free second bottle. Call 888-9-NATREN, N-A-T-R-E-N, 888-962-8736 or natron.com.
Ever wonder what would happen if you push the OnStar button in your pre-owned GM vehicle? If you're not an OnStar subscriber already, press the blue OnStar button now, and you can try 3 months of OnStar free with no obligation. That includes automatic help in a crash, navigation, remote door unlock, and more. So push the blue button now and ask for 3 months on us. Offer available on 2006 and newer digitally equipped GM models. Visit OnStar.com for coverage map, details, and system limitations. OnStar. Live on.
For America's wounded warriors, coming home can sometimes be a battle in itself. Making the transition back to civilian life or active duty with a traumatic injury can be the challenge of a lifetime. The USO provides every American a way to support our wounded warriors and their families through every phase of their medical treatment and rehabilitation. It's how all of us, as a community, can give something back to our heroes. It's how we can say thank you and assure them that their sacrifice is recognized and appreciated by every one of us. Join us. Visit USO.org to learn how you can make a difference in the lives of our wounded warriors and their families. The USO, until everyone comes home.
With school, soccer, and carpool, I go in a million directions. So to shop for things we use every day, I make a beeline for Sam's Club.
Member Destiny McGuire on Sam's Club Stock Up Event, where you too can get ready for fall with quality household essentials, find Tide, Bounty, and Ziploc for less.
My to-do list is done, done, and done.
Last year, members saved an average of 30% on everyday items over retail. Not a member? Join from July 20th to the 31st and get up to a $25 gift card. Sam's Club, savings made simple.
This is the weekly talk radio roundup, an overview of the top 10 items specifically overviewed here. And at number five, Casey Anthony and her departure from jail. Here, host Bob Connors talks with Leonard Padilla, who is a bounty hunter. Mr. Padilla is suing Casey Anthony for the time and effort he expended searching for her missing daughter. He was hired by her, but never, she wasn't missing. The daughter wasn't missing, and he was never paid.
You're suing Casey Anthony over your involvement in the case. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine. Actually, what it is basically it's a situation where I accumulated what we thought was billable. From the individuals, and I'm pursuing it on my own against Casey and her attorney for having misrepresented materially the facts 3 years ago as to the fact that we were told and we believed the child was missing and alive, and they knew all along that she was dead, deceased.
So it was never true, and you lost money.
Exactly. In other words, we expended money, time, and effort, and so some of the individuals I've said, hey, if you want to go on your own, go right ahead. Dave Vitale, one of the fellows, he said, yeah, I'm going to go ahead. It's a small amount. He figures he'll file a suit and he'll get paid right away.
Okay.
That's where we're at.
And do you have legal merit?
I think we do. I've spoke to several of my attorneys that I've used in other matters. They've said, yeah, you have a common law. Quantum merit, and you have fraud in the inducement. In other words, you actually believed something that they could have corrected initially. You stated the child's alive. They stated the child's alive. They allowed it to play out that way, and you have cause of action.
Casey's attorney, Mr. Baez, claims that you made more money becoming part of the story than it cost you to be part of the search.
Well, that's not true. I now wish that I had approached it from a different manner at the time, but I certainly didn't. I approached it from the thought that if the child was alive, there was a possibility of that being true, but that definitely did not happen. The child was deceased at the time. We expended money on the basis that, hey, we're looking for a live child. We're going to find a live child. He could have simply stated to me before we ever came to Florida, no, we don't need you, or we don't want you, or we don't need your involvement. He could have simply said that, and that would have been the end of it, but he didn't. He encouraged us and allowed us to believe that the child was alive. Fact is, made statements along the lines of, well, yeah, we believe that the child was kidnapped by Jesse Grund, a previous boyfriend. Other people might have been involved. She told us that the babysitter stole the child. And they both knew all along that the child was deceased at the time.
All right. So that's the private investigator. Meanwhile, Anthony's lawyers have tallied their costs to be $147,000. That's from the Florida Justice Department. The state has already paid $118,000 of that bill. They have refused to pay some of the defense costs. Things that the state refuses to pay for include some of the costs for the depositions, that sort of thing. None of the money paid by the state will pay any of the defense attorney's salaries. She lied about having a job at Universal Studios, and that was kind of where it all began. All right, so that's enough on her. The TSA in the focus. Maybe the most interesting story of the week up next on the Countdown.
Local Army Navy surplus stores are hard to find these days, but not military issue supplies. They're right here online at mainmilitary.com. That's right, just like the state, M-A-I-N-E, military.com. We have everything for true, total preparedness. MaineMilitary.com is not a typical website. It has much more than your old surplus store. Quality military-issue survival gear like canteens, mess kits, utensils, gas masks, filters, and chemical suits, magnesium fire-starting tools, strike-anywhere, waterproof, and storm matches, first aid kits, splints, tourniquets, parachute 550 cord, military manuals, sandbags by the bale, and a huge Molly assortment of vests and pouches for every need. Call 207-989-6783, 207-989-6783, or visit MaineMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, military.com, the main name in military supply.
Ready to save? Then you're ready for the Super Summer Sale at Herbal Healer Academy. Herbal Healer has been the leader in quality natural supplements for 23 years. Log on to HerbalHealer.com and take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on 500 parts per million colloidal silver. The best pharmaceutical grade available at all sizes on sale. Super Male Plex with you Himbi and Super Femplex for summer toning. Buy glucosamine chondroitin 60 caps summer sale priced at only $12. Colon Enhancer 250 caps summer sale priced at just $18. And if your brain's a little foggy, we have a great supplement on sale called Memory Power. Log on and hit the postcard specials link for more super summer savings at HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free catalog with first order. Herbal Healer Academy, healing the world with nature, one person at a time.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Well, from cut, cap, and balance, we move to another government program that is a joke, a laughing stock of most people as they travel, even though it's pretty annoying, is the TSA. The days of the body scanners producing revealing images of travelers apparently are numbered. They get that message. There's a software update that they are phasing in, or they are phasing out passenger-specific images in favor of a generic body outline. Wow, won't that be exciting? It's still, if you have 500 full body scans over the course of your life, the chances are pretty good you'll get cancer. What are they doing about that? Here's the interesting part, though, of this week's TSA stories, and it's told by Jeff Bolton, a radio host in Dallas, who's here talking to Todd Starnes of Fox about this Colorado woman who's now in trouble for groping one of the TSA agents.
I genuinely feel bad for the woman who was a victim of this. I understand taking out your frustrations and hell-raising and caterwauling, all of which we do around here. But TSA's problem is not its average bear worker, in my mind. It's the management people. They always have been. And taking that kind of grief out on somebody, terrible.
You don't squeeze the Charmin, and you don't squeeze a TSA booby.
No, you don't. It's bad. What are you hearing?
Well, we're hearing that she's in a lot of trouble and facing felony sexual assault charges. This woman is from Colorado, Yukari Mahame, and she was arrested last week at the airport in Phoenix. Apparently had some sort of an altercation in the TSA security checkpoint. And according to the police report, she, quote, grabbed the left breast of the TSA agent, squeezing and twisting with both hands without the victim's permission. So that's what resulted in her arrest. Now, she says she didn't do anything. She's got a lawyer, and I'm sure we will eventually hear her side of the story. But this is what the TSA is telling us.
Yeah, you know, Todd, this is the level of frustration that we all have with TSA. I hate that it's playing out this way. I truly do. For this woman in particular, who was said to have been dropped to her knees by the pain of it. And it is demeaning to women, as we have been talking about here on the program. But it really is indicative of the frustration that we have with TSA today as a nation, which is immense.
And look, I think that's why the TSA is playing hardball here. And here it is in a nutshell. If they grope you, it's a matter of national security. If you grope them, it's felony sexual assault. And I think ultimately that's what people – I think when people step back from this, they realize, yes, this was wrong. Yes, this is a crime. But at the same time, they understand that if it's a crime for one person, it should be a crime for the other person.
Yep. You got it, sir. All right, here's the discussion about the new body scanners the TSA is getting.
The TSA upgrading their body scanners.
The TSA is demonstrating new software that's supposed to make those body scanning images a little less invasive.
The TSA says it wants to improve the passenger experience while enhancing security. So what it's come up with now is new software for its millimeter wave advanced imaging technology. Translation, some of the old images that we've seen in the backscatter technology that saw right through your clothes and saw pretty much every phase of your body with some great detail, which were very controversial, that's going to be eliminated.
Currently, there are about 500 scanning machines around the country with more to come.
Yeah, the whole problem I have with this deal is one thing. Our government blew it again. You put them in charge of something, and they have something that they feel will keep us safer. Then a few people whine and complain about it. And it's a small number. It really is. Yeah. Are these TSA people, you know, rogue scholars? No. Do they do a good job? You know, some do, some don't. You know, whatever. But it's your attitude going into the line. Look, you want my experience to be cheerful? Then have no lines. I don't want to take my sneaking shoes off. I don't want to take my belt off. And believe me, you don't want my drawers to drop once the belt comes off. I mean, you want to make me happy? I don't want to have to go through that. I want to be able to trust people that they're not going to get on the same plane as me and try to kill us all. But that's not reality, ladies and gentlemen. So they come up with these full body scanners. Everybody gets their undies in a bunch, or not everybody, but enough people do. And what does the TSA do, our government? They cave. And then when they have the head of the TSA, or TSA Administrator John Pistol, when he's confronted by Fox News, what's this upgrade cost? I'm sorry. I'm not at liberty to tell you that. So then what do they have to do? They probably have to get one of those Freedom of Information records thing, whatever. They have to go through a rigmarole and all this other stuff just to find out that to the tune of $1.6 million, I'm just throwing that number out there, but you know it's something astronomical. Software's not cheap. It's not cheap. And now it's going to virtually do the same thing without being able to see people's junk.
Talk host Denny Shaver here on